Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again. And I am so glad to be back. I know it's been a while and I always say that, but today I have a special episode. Today I'm going to be doing a two-parter. So I will be reviewing one show first, and then I will be reviewing the second show, and then I will be talking about the two of them together. And my reasoning behind this, number one, is because I felt like I owe you all at least two reviews. I mean, I've been slacking. And also, I felt like there's been a lot of talk between these two series, both streaming on Netflix, and there's been a lot of talk and debate in regards to which one's better, one is being overlooked, one is overrated, and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, let me just do it myself. Let me be neutral. Let me watch both of these shows in a very neutral headspace and see which one I actually enjoyed more. And this is what I end up coming up with. I guess I should tell you the name of the first one if you all are ready. The first part is going to be on... First Kill. So I am actually very much looking forward, or I'm actually very excited about telling this review on the show, specifically because I have had mixed feelings about this series. When I first watched it, I honestly wasn't into it. I wasn't feeling it. I couldn't even get through the first episode. I watched halfway into it and I was like, this isn't for me. Obviously, the target audience is for like high schoolers, teens. I don't really like feel like being in high school. I'm not in high school. Don't really have the desire to go back to high school. So I just wasn't really feeling it. I didn't really think the writing was good. I thought that it was kind of cheesy-ish, very, you know, teen poppy. So I didn't really want to give it a chance, but if you guys know me, if you've already listened to my show, you might already know that I love witch stuff, I love vampire stuff. So when I first saw that it was like a vampire show, like centered around these two females who are in love or who are like torn apart, like family-wise, but are star-crossed lovers, you know, I was like, dope, this looks pretty good. But so yeah, my expectations were, you know, pulverized after I first started the show. So yeah, I was like, this ain't worth it. Then I found out that Netflix ended up canceling this show. So before you even want to get into the show, I will tell you that it only has one season and there's only going to be one season because Netflix has canceled this show. So I was like, let me check it out again to see if it was actually worth the canceling. And now I'm here to tell you that I do not believe that it should have been canceled. Now, first, let me tell you the synopsis of the series without giving too many spoilers away. This series is, like I mentioned before, it's a supernatural teen romance comedy show. And it is streaming on Netflix. Both of these shows are both streaming on Netflix. First Kill came out in 2022. None of the actors I really recognize. I feel like they're all kind of pretty much newbies, except for the executive producer is, what's her name? The girl who's like a fabulous, unfabulous life. What's her face? Who's like in American Horror Stories all the time. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Who am I talking about? Julia Roberts. I think that's what her name was. Yep. Julia Roberts. Right? Or was it Emma Roberts? You know what? I think it was Emma Roberts. That's what I'm thinking of. In any case, Emma Roberts is the, that was right, Emma Roberts. She is the female who is in American Horror Stories. If you love American Horror Stories, you'll see her in it. She was in that show on Nickelodeon, My Unfabulous Life, whatever. So she is an executive producer on this. So I was like, okay, this might not be too bad when I saw that. So watching the series, like I was saying, the synopsis is, it is basically this teenager named Juliet. She is a vampire. We already know that straight out bat. She is a vampire and she takes blood pills so that she is not craving blood. So that she can continue to be a quote unquote normal teenager who is going out and, having relationships and friendships. In this world, she is able to go out into the sunlight. These vampires are able to be in the sunlight and to be regular people, but they do need blood to feed, and they cannot eat human food. Juliet is like a little high school girl. She has her best friend who is like this black dude who is, I don't really know his sexuality. I'm not going to say it, but I'm pretty sure he's gay. I don't know if they said he was bisexual. I'm not sure. I'm not going to label him, but he's not straight. So he's basically playing that role of the supportive friend who has advice, but he's also kind of a comedy relief as well, kind of thing. And it gives Juliet more of this feeling of a humanity, I suppose. Juliet is like this. She's rich. She's a wealthy white chick. You know, her family's wealthy. Her dad is like this, like, lawyer thing, judge thing or whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Juliet goes to high school and she meets the new girl, Calliope / Cal. And little does Juliet know that Cal is actually a monster hunter / vampire hunter. But they say monster hunter because in this world, there's all sorts of monsters and whatnot. It's not just vampires. It's like free game. So I don't know why they named these characters these two things. Like Juliet, I figured because it's like Romeo and Juliet. Calliope. Calliope is like in Greek mythology. I think she's like the muse or something like that. She's like muse or whatever. So I don't really know. I don't get it why they call them these things. But whatever, because they don't really think that they fit. But whatever. In any case, this show is basically about these two females who can't help but feel this attraction and this drawing to each other. They're just drawn to each other, and but they know that they're both different. And the whole series, there's 8 episodes. They're about 30 minutes long. No, I'm so sorry. There are 8 episodes in this season, and it is 50 minutes long. They're about like 50 minutes. One episode's like 48. One is like 52. So basically like 50 minutes. Or like an hour. So be prepared for that. But it is a quick, like, I was able to get through it after I accepted the fact that the world was a teen boppy high school world. I was like, okay, whatever. I accept it for what it is. Honestly, like I said, like the writing isn't that amazing, but it actually is good, though. Like, Netflix does a good job of making storylines, like making really, really good storylines, like to get you like good, like cliffhangers, getting you into the story, you know. But like the writing wise, you know, it could have been better, you know. Also, I would say that, like, I don't like the main character, Juliet. Like, she wasn't very likable for me. She came off as a little I wasn't really feeling her. She wasn't really my character. Unfortunately, she's the main character. Also, another issue I did have with this was because I felt like Cal, the black girl who she is in love with. So Juliet is white, Cal is black. I felt like they over-sexualized Cal, like the actor. Because like when you look at Juliet's outfits, all of her outfits are very like, you know, they're cute, but they're like basic. But Cal, she's always in these like, you know, not always, but she's showing some sort of skin. And I just can't help but feel like they're trying to over-sexualize these teenagers because they feel like the black girl needs it and the white girl doesn't. But in any case, I actually did enjoy it. I would probably say that I would give this... I think I would probably give First Kill... I would probably give it a 7 out of 10. Like, it was good. I was able to watch the whole thing. You know, I regret feeling the feelings I felt before for the first episode. I think it was a good show. I don't think it deserved to have been canceled at all. And the outfits were cute nonetheless. The soundtrack was pretty great. So check that out too. And the way that the story developed, they did a really good job of it. So if you do want to watch something that's going to take like pass the time, get you into a different world, I actually was kind of into it, you know? But yeah, like I said, 7 out of 10, it's streaming on Netflix. And now we will go on to the next one, which is... Heartstopper.
Heart stoppers. Okay, where to begin with this one? I suppose I will start with the basic synopsis. So, for this series, it is, like I previously stated, this is on Netflix. It is about 28, 30 minutes long, and there are 8 episodes in the season. It is British, it's not American, and it is basically your typical coming-of-age romantic comedy is what they describe it as online. So here's the difference. Well, I won't say the differences, I will say the synopsis. Heartstopper is basically these kids in school. Nick, who is a rugby player, is seated beside Charlie at the beginning of the school year in their class. Nick is year 11 and Charlie is year 10. So like Nick is 1 year older than him, but they happen to, they've been at the school, like they've both been at the school. It's like an all boys school. So they're not new, but they just haven't really met each other. I suppose this is the first time they've actually spoken. So Nick is a rugby player. Like I said, what's his face? Charlie, he is not a loser, but you know, he in the school, everybody knows that he is out and he not necessarily wanted to come out, but it came out anyway. And so people know that he is gay, but he gets bullied because of it. So he's had issues. Nick, on the other hand, he's a rugby player, so he is popular. He is friends with the bullies of the people who bully what's his face, Charlie. So you can see where this is probably gonna go. But anyway, they're sitting next to each other, the typical meet cue. They, as soon as they see each other, it's almost like love at first sight, but they don't know it. They just have these feelings. And I really appreciate the graphics in this because, well, I'll mention this later, but, yeah, so they meet each other and it's basically your typical coming of age romance between Nick and Charlie, where they're both separated because of the social standards in school. But, Charlie knows that he's gay. Nick doesn't know what he is. So you basically see Nick's whole process throughout the series of figuring out what sexuality he is, and then figuring out his feelings for Charlie, and then them figuring out their feelings for each other, and then them accepting it and, you know, having the world, you know. And it's actually not just about them. There are also side characters too. It's more of a, it's kind of an ensemble piece, but they're the two main characters. Charlie, like I said, he was bullied. He is basically the main character, and his friends are Tao. I can't remember how they pronounced it. It's been a minute since I watched it, but he is his overprotective slash jealous friend, who is also, they're also friends with Elle, who used to go to the school. She is trans, so she transferred to their all-girls school, and so obviously Elle was bullied the year previously because she was trans. And so she transferred from the all-boys school to an all-girls school. So now she's like in a whole new different area in her life where she's a new kid, but she's trying to make friends and figure it out. So it's like a bunch of everybody's kind of stories sort of intertwined, but it is mainly Charlie's story and his romance with Nick, or their relationship. I won't say romance like that. But yes, let's see. Isaac is one of their other friends. I kind of feel bad for him because he's not really much of a character in it. Like, he's more of like the neutral character who's just kind of like, you know, he doesn't really want to get into the fights or whatever, but he's just there. They don't really go into his sexuality or what his interests are or what he's into at all. Like, you know, you see him reading a lot, so, but you don't really hear him talk that much. You know, I kind of felt bad for the actor because, you know, he didn't really get much of a part in this. But, you know, it is what it is. But in any case, totally forgot I was recording my YouTube at the same time. So let me worry about how I look, too. Just kidding, y'all. I'm going to be real. But anyway, yeah. So that's basically the storyline of Heartstopper. Honestly, so now I will talk about the background of Heartstopper, because this is what really kind of, I did enjoy Heartstopper more. I think I would say I enjoyed Heartstopper more. I think I would say that. Yeah. The story, it was a lot more well-written. There is, when you watch, if you watch an episode of First Kill and then you watch Heartstopper, you will see what I mean when I say that, like, the feeling's also different. It's so much more realer, you know. To be fair, First Kill is also supernatural. So, you know, there is that. So, like, they have a whole other, like, sector of, like, the whole show that they have to worry about. So I guess, you know, worrying about, like, the writing isn't too much of a thing. But, like, Heartstopper really got me into it. Like, I was kind of invested at first, like, at the start. You know, they get you into it. The characters are likable. Like, for instance, in First Kill, didn't like the main character, but I did like Cal. But, you know, had to. Not had to, but she was enjoyable. Really did enjoy her, actually. The actor did a bomb job. She did a great job. So, shout out to her. But, yeah. But anyway, back to back to Heartstopper. These actors did a great job as well. Like, it was so well written. Like I mentioned before, I was going to say the background. This was originally a webtoon or, like, a webcomic. Let me double check on that. It was, okay, yeah, it was a webcomic. It was adapted from a webcomic. But before it was a comic, it was a graphic novel. So, and it was all by this woman named Alice Osman. So, there is that. So, that has a whole background. And I really enjoyed, they kind of sort of tried to implement it because it was a graphic novel. So, it was, you know, it was animation before. So, in certain moments when, like, Nick and Charlie are having, like, moments, like, where it feels like fireworks or something like that or butterflies, they'll have this, like, there'll be this animation, like flowers coming around or like little sparks of fireworks that looks like animation, sort of like it was from the webtoon or the graphic novel. So I really did appreciate that because I kind of tried to implement and connect that into it. I really enjoyed that a lot, actually. First Kill was actually also adapted from something previously. It wasn't just a series first. It was adapted from the short story by the creator, which was Victoria Schwab. And it was, like I said, it was enjoyable. I would compare it to True Blood, whereas Heartstopper is like, it's really gonna stop your heart because it's just very, it's coming of age. Like, the genres are different, but, like, I thought that they were both good, but they were both different. The genres were different, you know? So, like, I will say that I think I did enjoy Heartstoppers a little more. I thought that I thought it was more, it felt less rushed. And not necessarily that First Kill felt rushed. It just, like, it could have, I'm not, it was a little more basic, a little more cliche. A little more cliche. Like, even with this coming of stage of age story, it wasn't so cliche. It was just so well written, and it really put you into the perspective of the people that, like, you're really in the process of these boys figuring out who they are and everything like that, you know. Whereas First Kill, they don't really focus on that. Let's say that. They don't really focus on, like, the sexuality as much, you know, how the girls are battling whether they want to be straight or not. They're more battling monsters and whether their families are going to like each other because they're quote unquote sort of like Romeo and Juliet. So there's that. But yeah, if I were to rate Heartstopper, I would definitely give that one. If I give First Kill a 7 out of 10, then I'll give Heartstopper an 8 out of 10. I'm not giving it like a 9 or a 10 because it's not like the best things I've ever seen. You know, it is what it is. It's a coming of age story, you know. I did feel myself getting emotional in it, like, you know, tearing up a little bit. I will say, if you do want to give First Kill a shot, get to the end of the first episode, because the end of the first episode is going to leave you on a cliffhanger, because that's going to make you want to know what happens. So it's going to actually get you into the story, sort of. It's going to be like, okay, I'll give it a chance. Heartstopper, I was kind of invested like maybe halfway in the first episode, like maybe even earlier. Like, the soundtrack for Heartstopper is good as well. First Kill, the soundtrack is more hip. There's more like rap songs and stuff like that, whereas Heartstopper is more punk, more like guitar. You know, it is British, so there's that too. British versus American, so get what you get. But like, yeah. I did enjoy both of them, though. It was very interesting. I will say that I do agree with the people, because I wanted to watch this because of Twitter. I saw on Twitter it was trending how, like, everybody was talking about how First Kill was getting canceled, even though it was such a great show, and it's getting canceled because it's lead females on Netflix. And so I really wanted to challenge that, because it is, these are both two series that came out at the same time, basically in 2022, both LGBTQ+ and everything like that, romances. So you know, I wanted to see why one was canceled and one wasn't. First Kill, like I said, when I first saw it, I was not into it. But, like, I had to give it a chance. I had to get to the end of the first episode. I really should have. But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't see why it was canceled. It really shouldn't have been. Like, when you do compare it to Heartstopper, it really doesn't make sense as to why one was canceled and one wasn't. Because, honestly, in First Kill, if you get all the way to the end, it really leaves you on a cliffhanger. You're going to want to know what happens. Like, I want to know. And I will say on an outside note that this needs to be said. But Eleanor, the character in First Kill, Eleanor, the older sister, she is the best character of the show. Leave it at that. In any case, like I said, I rate Heartstoppers at 8 out of 10. First Kill, 7 out of 10. When you hear these names, it seems like it's like a Halloween episode, but it's not. Both romances. Surprise, surprise. But give them both a shot. You know, give it a shot. I will say if you want something that's less action-y, then go for First Kill. You know, but they're both romantic. They're both really good. They're both good. Both streaming on Netflix. Give it a shot. I hope this helped. I hope that this clarified things for y'all. If you guys wanted to debate whether or not it was worth it or not, but didn't want to actually waste your hours watching it like I did. And it wasn't a waste. I will tell you that. It's actually worth it if it's like, you know, if you like that kind of thing. But yeah, like I said, I'm a little rough when it comes to teen stuff because I'm not a teen. So it makes me feel weird sometimes. But knowing that the actors are actually adults makes me feel better about all this stuff. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening. Please check out the YouTube of this. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to have to put it together and figure out how that whole thing goes. But I do have my previous episode of Candy up on YouTube. So please check it out. I think I put the information in my description. And also, I am up Mondays, every Monday at 4:30 on Helium. Check out the radio station and you'll hear my pod. But yeah. Why are we together again? Because I can't remember exactly. Oh, yeah, because it's an amazing podcast. Thank you so much again. You know, I have to give this outro just to give the thanks. Check out my Gmail. You see it in the descriptions. Give me a message. Give me a call. Give me a chat. Let me know how you feel. Thank you so much for the people giving me all these recommendations already. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Until next time.